Hello and welcome to Health Insights, where we will be getting guidance from our experts on daily nutrition and fitness, which will help us keep our mind and body balanced.
Amaya Vox, the new perspective.
Today we have a very special guest with us, dietitian Sonam Jain. She's been into health industry from past 10 years and has also been awarded as Bharat Ki Lakshmi 2019 by our Honorable Prime Minister of India. Sonam specializes in post-pregnancy weight loss and child nutrition. Today we will be talking about what you eat today will be your tomorrow. I'm your host Tamanna. Hello Sonam. Welcome to our show.
Hi, thank you so much for inviting me.
So, because of this lockdown, how do you think the definition of health has changed?
So, definitely, you know, because of this lockdown, the definition of health has changed, because initially, you know, people would only think health as losing weight, or they would just think health means, you know, reaching a particular size of the body, and a person would only approach a nutritionist if they had to lose weight. But apparently, because of lockdown, you know, logo ko genuinely health ka matlab samajh aaya hai, logo ko immunity ka matlab samajh aaya hai, ki health and immunity ka matlab ek achhi sehat, which is way beyond how you look, you know, what is your weight. It is way beyond what size are you wearing, medium to small. So the definition of health has changed. So now when people approach me, you know, they really want to understand what kind of food groups they should eat, you know, taki unka immunity bade, unke blood reports theek aane chahiye. And of course, weight loss is a part of the entire program. It is one of the way to achieve good health, rather than, you know, weight loss means healthy. So yes, the definition of health has changed for good.
So Sonam, next I'd like to ask you, what are the different kind of health challenges people are facing at home?
So the challenges that people are facing at home right now in the current lockdown regarding to maintaining their health, which primarily is of eating clean food and being physical active, is that, you know, because of lack of grocery in smaller towns or even in metros, you know, they're not able to make wise decisions, you know, so they end up eating heavy stuff, or they end up ordering from Swiggy. And because of so much workload, you know, eventually agar aap chahke bhi healthy khana chahte ho, so aap nahi kha pate ho. Also in the second lockdown, you know, which happened, a lot of people, actually none of us were prepared for it. So, you know, late nights ho rahe hai, movie nights ho rahe hai, so of course binging ho rahi hai. So that was one mental challenge that happened. And in terms of physical exercise, you know, many of people did not have the access to go out and do walks or even do workouts in the houses. So eventually the entire metabolic rate went down, the stress level went high. So it was a challenging situation. But yes, and that is why, you know, in such situations, an overall mental and physical health is very, very important.
So do you think, is it all right for people to gain weight in this period, especially because they are not able to go to the gym, or because of lack of groceries, people end up ordering from outside every now and then?
Well, I think this question is an extension of your previous question itself. I would say it's not at all okay to gain weight in this current situation, because aap gym nahi ja pa rahe ho, ya lack of groceries. See, 1 or 2 kilos or few grams, I would not say a weight gain. You know, that's like a temporary thing which has happened because aapka upar niche schedule ho raha hai. Let's say agar aapke sone ke timings bhi upar niche ho jate hain, because of which you're constipated, ya aapke, you know, meal timings thode late ho gaye hain. So of course usi case mein normal thoda weight gain to ho hi jata hai, but that's not weight gain, you know, that's more like a lifestyle change. So that can be rectified. So not that, you know, ki because you're in the lockdown, so you are eating fried and maida and meetha and sodas and alcohol, so you are gaining like 8 kilos and 10 kilos. That is not accepted. But very sadly, aap maniye kitne sare log hain in my clients, so many new joinees also, you know, who have gained 10, 12 kilos in a span of 2 months. I mean, that is absolutely not accepted.
Next, I would like to know, it's been said that people with sugar or high BP, they are at the highest risk. What do you have to say about this?
Oh, well, yes, absolutely true that you said that people with sugar and high BP are at the highest risk, not only because of the COVID situation. See, in general, also these two lifestyle disorders are something which are biggest risk to your health, both sugar and high blood pressure. And especially for these people, you know, being active, being able to walk is the biggest remedy. Jaise hum kehte hain ki sugar patients ke लिए वॉक सबसे बड़ी जड़ी बूटी है. हाई ब्लड प्रेशर लोगों के लिए वॉकिंग इज द बिगेस्ट जड़ी बूटी. तो अब कोविड में यू नो बहुत सारे लोग वॉक्स पे नहीं जा पा रहे, पार्क्स नहीं जा पा रहे, तो आप सोचिए उनके लिए तो ऑल द मोर इम्पॉर्टेंट हो गया था कि वो अपनी सेहत का ध्यान रखें. एंड इफ यू ऑल्सो सी यू नो द मेजर डेथ्स दैट हैड हैपेंड इन कोविड केसेस वर अमंग्स द पीपल हु हैड दीज बेसलाइन डिसऑर्डर्स लाइक शुगर एंड हाई ब्लड प्रेशर. सो इवन इन जनरल यू नो इट इज़ वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट कि आप अपने शुगर लेवल्स हर 6 महीने में चेक करिए. अगर आपको सिम्टम्स लगते हैं या फैमिली में आपकी हिस्ट्री है, सो यू मेक श्योर दैट यू चेंज योर लाइफस्टाइल. एंड सिमिलरली गोज फॉर हाई ब्लड प्रेशर.
Next, I'd like to throw light on the fact that many people are complaining of constipation these days. What do you think about this issue and how do we solve this problem?
Well, jaise I just explained you ki sugar and high BP are lifestyle disorders apart from the fact ki wo genetically aapko mil raha hai. Constipation is also one of the major things that you know kind of blasted in the last 2 years because I think jitni sale vitamin C ki hui hai utni hi sale sare constipation ke churan chutney ki hui hai. Again you know because of lack of discipline, less water intake, too much of maida, no physical activity, constipation became a very common syndrome and very common thing in major of the people around. And trust me, it is not a happy place to be in because constipation leads to so many problems like acidity, gastric, migraine, weight gain is of course obvious, you know, and then you're popping medicines. So the entire thumb rule is ki jab hum health ki baat kar rahe hain, sabse zaruri and sabse important cheez hai discipline. You know, agar aap discipline nahi rakhenge na to wahi hoga ki curfew lagega aap pe and ultimately you know medical situation mein aap pahunch jayenge. So it's better before you reach that place, we all should be disciplined in the kind of lifestyle that we are leading.
Last but not the least, I'd like to throw light on the fact that our kids are at risk. What can be done for their health?
Well, to answer this question, dekhiye, kids are our future, right? They are the young adults. Agar bacche abhi nahi seekhenge, wo implement kab karenge? And they learn from what we do. And not only they learn the kind of behavioral patterns that we're trying to teach them, but they also learn and pick up our lifestyles in terms of our sleeping timings, our exercise routines, our food habits. So, agar hum unke aage example nahi sahi set karenge, so what else do we expect from them? So, baat wohi hai ki baat sirf COVID ki nahi hai. Aajkal child obesity has become such a big subject and apparently abhi bhi Indian parents, you know, they're not ready to accept that child obesity needs to be treated. You know, they just say ki nahi koi baat nahi, bachpan hai, bachpan hai. It doesn't function like this. So, to keep it short, you know, kids will be at risk. The ones who are overweight, the ones who are absolutely lazy, the ones who are eating too much of sugar and maida in comparison to the kids who are consuming more of fruits and raw vegetables, who are participating in some sort of physical activity, who are sleeping on time, waking up on time. So you have to really, really, you know, put yourself and your entire family in discipline. That will only lead to a happy lifestyle.
Amaya Vox, the new perspective.